Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Watch for Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, coming soon at CraigTOwens.com. Now, here's Craig.
The path ahead of me. I think it's safe to say that most of us would feel much more secure if we knew exactly where life was taking us. That way, perhaps we could be ready for what lies ahead. It would certainly help to decrease our anxiety if we knew we were ready for what was coming. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus is on the path toward Jerusalem and Calvary. And in just a 5-verse section, the word ahead is used 3 times. First, we read that Jesus went on ahead toward Jerusalem, verse 28. He knew exactly what was awaiting him there. In fact, he had told his disciples numerous times the precise details of what was ahead. Even though his experience was going to be excruciating, for the joy that was even further ahead, see Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, Jesus persevered. Next, we read that Jesus sent 2 of his disciples to the village ahead of you to retrieve the donkey colt that was awaiting him, verse 30. What is unspoken here is that Jesus had obviously spoken to the colt's owners ahead of time about what he would require. Finally, we read that those 2 disciples who were sent ahead found everything just as Jesus had said it would be, verse 32. I find this to be so comforting. What all of this means is, I never walk an unknown path. Jesus has already walked this path and is fully aware of all that is ahead of me. Jesus has prepared me ahead of time to walk this path. He doesn't prepare the path for me, but he prepares me for the path. Jesus has already spoken to others ahead of time to help resource me along this path. Philip Keller pointed out, sheep are notorious creatures of habit. If left to themselves, they will follow the same trails until they become ruts, graze the same hills until they turn to desert wastes, pollute their own ground until it is corrupt with disease and parasites. No other class of livestock requires more careful handling, more detailed direction than do sheep. So Keller explains how good shepherds visit paths and pasturing areas ahead of time to make sure they know how to lead their sheep. David gives us these reassuring words about our good shepherd. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm chapter 23, verse 3. Let me say it again. You and I never walk an unknown path. But as we obediently and confidently walk ahead with our good shepherd, every single step is doing God's will on earth as it has already been done in heaven. With those thoughts in mind, may you walk confidently today, my friend.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please visit CraigTOwens.com.